نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين وقال تعالى إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم وقال تعالى نبي عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, brothers, mere dosto, buzurgo, bhaiyo, we are chosen from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whomsoever Allah wish He can choose for that ummah, for that Nabi. There are so many people come in this dunya and they were chosen for different prophets. We are chosen only for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah had power, He can do whatever He wish. No one can stop Him. There are so many mountains in this dunya. Allah chosen the Mount of Tur for Musa alayhi salam. Come and talk to me here. He chosen that mountain. There are so many mountains in Makkah and Medina Munawwara. Allah chosen for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Mount of Uhud. Jabalun Uhud yuhibbuna wa nuhibbu aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Uhud Mount. I love with that mountain and the mountain love me. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Mountain also had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the example is given many places. If you do certain amal, certain actions, you will be rewarded amount of the Mount of Uhud. Especially like if you perform Janaza Salah and join till burial, you will get two kirats. Sahaba asked, what is the meaning of kirats? It says the reward of Mount of Uhud. Perform Janaza Salah, one month's reward. If you go and burial, also join with them until the bury the janaza, you get 2 months of reward. Mount of Uhud. There were two Nabi together, Musa and Harun alayhi salat was salam. And Hazrat Musa was stuttering because of some incident happened when he was small. And he said himself, Ya Allah, Harun hu absahu minni. Harun alayhi salat was salam. Wo mujhse bahut zyada achhi zuban mein baat karta hai. He can speak well. Choose him to talk. Allah says, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Hey Musa, I'm choosing you. Come and talk to me. Was Harun alayhi salam also was Nabi, but to talk to any Nabi, Allah chosen Musa alayhi salam. Well, Harun alayhi salam was a little bit bigger than Musa alayhi salam, 2 years bigger than him. Both brothers. And both were Nabi. And chosen the Mount of Tur. Come here. There are so many mountains, but you come here, I will talk to you here. So Allah can do whatever He wish. Allah chosen me, chosen you in this dunya, in the ummah of Rasulullah. But the question, we are doing so much amal and actions. Hum bahut sari ibadat karte hain, bahut sari namaze, roze, sab kuch karte hain. Kya ye Allah ke yahan qabool bhi hote hain? That question. Ibn Atta Askandari rahimahumullah was a great scholar of Egypt in Cairo. The first ustad of that Cairo who built that madrasa. He mentioned he was a very pious and very learned person, very, very great scholar. He mentioned, رُبَمَا فَتَحَ لَكَ بَابُ الطَّاعَ وَمَا فَتَحَ لَكَ بَابُ الْقُبُولِ. Sometime Allah can open for you the door of ibadat. That mashallah, you're doing so much ibadat, so much ibadat, so much ibadat, namaz, roze, zikrullah. وَمَا فَتَحَ لَكَ بَابُ الْقُبُولِ. But yet the door of acceptance is not open. Yes, each and every person will enter in Jannat with the rahmah or mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah ki rahmat se hum jannat mein dakhil hone wale hai. But in the Quran, Allah says another place, so many places you will enter in Jannah with amal and actions. Amal ke saath tum jannat mein dakhil honge. Both hadiths and both Quranic ayats, hadith of Bukhari Sharif also, لَنْ يُنَجِّيَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا مِنْكُمْ عَمَلَهُ وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِي بِغُفْرَانِ يَتَغَمَّدَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِغُفْرَانِ أو كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif. No one will enter in Jannah with their actions, with their amal, with their amal, with their namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, everything. وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, son, you also not going to enter with your amal. But my, وَلَا أَنَا, I am not going to enter also. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِغُفْرَانِ. I will enter in Jannah with the rahmat and forgiveness of Allah. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. He mentioned. He used to stand in Salah for so many hours. Used to complete the Surah Baqarah, Surah Al Imran, Surah Nisa, 7 to 8 surah in one rakat. 7 to 8 paras. Sometime he started Salah after Isha, complete till Fajr. His leg was getting swollen. Still he says, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik,
وَمَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ Ya Allah, I did not fulfill the rites of your ibadats. While standing a whole night, not one day, Allah had to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Stop now full night. Do some times at night. Stand for some certain times of night. That's Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi prayed Fajr Salah for 40 years with Isha Wuzu. 40 years with Isha Wuzu. After 40 years, he made a tawaf of the Kaaba and then he performed 2 rakat salat after that tawaf. Then he says, Ya Allah, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Ya Allah, I did not fulfill the rights of your ibadats. Right, your worship. Me aur aap to do char din tahajjud par le, mashallah, I'm the buzruk now. The questions. That's, if Allah choose, subhanallah, Allah is the most kind, most merciful. He can choose anyone. He can take anyone in Jannah. He can have mercy on anyone. There is no doubt. Inna Allah bin nasi la ra'ufur rahim. You have read so many times the stories of the shaitan in the, Allah mentioned the Quran. He fulfilled the ibadats for many, many, many years. Just one time he rejected the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What happened to him? Fakhruj. Fakhruj, get out from my Jannah. Innaka rajim. You are rejected one. You are the cursed one. He will enter in Jahannam. Just he rejected one commands of Allah not to prostrate and make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Look at the Bal'am ibn Ba'ura, the mentioned the story. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah. He worshipped Allah for 300 years. And he was a very close to Allah ta'ala. Allah has given him a certain du'as. He used to say in his du'a that word, Allah was accepting his du'a immediately. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَىٰ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِنْ تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ Allah says, I wish I could give you a higher rank. But what you have made a mistake, you did something wrong, that you were making bad dua for my Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I am turning you from Jannah to Jahannam. I am deleting you all the good deeds and you have to enter in. What Allah Ta'ala changed his face is like فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ like a dog. When the dog runs, in تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَسْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَسْ when the dog runs, you can see his tongue is hanging. When he stops, after that you can see still that the tongue is hanging. Same thing happened to him. His tongue came out. We are worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Plus, we are disobeying Allah Ta'ala also. We have to be careful. Allah has given a beautiful month. Month of Ramadan. And Allah says, I am chaining, closing the shaitan. I'm going to chain him in the month of Ramadan. I'm going to tie him. And also, I'm going to close the door of Jahannam. Only the door of Rahmah, door of mercy, door of forgiveness, door of Jannah is open for you. Come. I want to forgive you. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah says, one side he says, Allah says, you will enter in Jannah with your amal. The other side says, no one will enter in Jannah without the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He has given the answer, beautiful answer. Subhanallah. Number one, he says, whenever you stand, whenever you make intention, come to masjid to pray. Whenever you make intention to open the Quran and recite the Quran, whenever you make intention to pay, to give charity, to go for Umrah and Hajj, he says, this is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala upon you, that he has given you tawfiq and ability to do that. So, meaning, whatever we are doing in this dunya, the good deeds, that's with the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If there is no rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, I could not accept iman too. But it's with the rahmat of Allah. Maine Allah ki rahmat se Islam ko qabul kiya hai, iman ko qabul kiya hai. Allah ki rahmat se hum namaz padhte hain, Allah ki rahmat se hum ibadat karte hain, Allah ki rahmat se hum Quran ki tilawat karte hain, Allah ki rahmat se hum roza rakhte hain, Allah ki rahmat se hum raaton mein jaag kar Allah ke samne rote hain. That is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So we are doing the actions, amal with the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the second answer is given, Ibn Jawzi Rahimahumullah, Ajib, farmaya, ki hum, we are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Hum sab Allah ke gulam hai. Or whatever the gulam earns is not the gulam's money, as a master's money. Whatever the mazdoor and worker do the work, that profit, that money is master's. That money is for the person whose shop is that, not for that slave. He is just working. He will get his wages. He said, we are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. We have to perform salah. We have to recite Quran. We have to fast. We have to perform hajj. We have to do this. Yes, when evening comes, when the time of our death comes, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give us the prize with his rahmah, with his mercy, the prize of Jannat. Prize of Jannat. The third answer is given by Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah. Subhanallah. He says, main duniya mein amal karunga kitne saal tak? 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to perform Umrah Hajj one time, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times. For minimum, maximum, whatever, certain years. But Jannat is forever and ever and ever. He says, tumhare 40 saal ki ibadat par, 50 saal ki ibadat par, 60 years ki ibadat par, Allah has given you with his mercy forever Jannat. So that meaning, we entering in Jannah with the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah has given us the beautiful Jannah. Subhanallah. Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah says, you will enter in Jannah with the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I am praying with the rahmat of Allah. I'm fasting with the rahmat of Allah. But how many rakats I'm going to pray in this dunya? How many charity I will give? How much charity I'll give in this dunya? Farmaya ke jannat mein darajat, the rank and status according to your amal. Will enter in Jannah with rahmah, and highest jannat you will get according to your amal. Jitne amal ziyada hai, itni jannat bhi upar ki milegi. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful nights are coming in front of us. It's called Shabe Barat. Shabe, Allah give us tawfiq to make Qadr of the night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil. How many Shabe Qadr came in our life? Did we fulfill the rites? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, non-stop. For 10 years in Medina Munawwara, he used to sit in i'tikaf to look Shabe Qadr. Used to sit in i'tikaf. He was a final Nabi, Imamul Anbiya. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. Subhanallah. Unko kya zarurat thi? Imamul Anbiya hai. He's a past and future sins are forgiven. He's innocent. And he was not Nabi, Imamul Anbiya. Imam of the all the messengers. Still is sitting in i'tikaf. For 10 years, 1 year, he went somewhere for Fateh Makkah. What happened? And then he sat for 20 days. He made qaza for 10 days too. So he sat for 20 days. Sometime he said for 10 days, he missed the Ramadan. He sat in Shawwal for 10 days. Was something in i'tikaf. I'tikaf? Log i'tikaf ka naam aata darte yaar. I'm going to sit in a masjid for 10 days. It's so hard. So hard. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in i'tikaf continuously. That's a real sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sitting in i'tikaf for 10 years just to look at Shab-e-Qadr. If you do one, if you get one night out of 5 nights, 21st. We have 27 nights, we're going to stay awake. MashaAllah, we got our Shabi Qadr. No, no. If it's like this, Allah's Nabi Sassam should not mention that Shabi Qadr is 21st. You must look on the 21st or 23rd or 25th or 27th or 20th. Why he said that? He just say, okay, he was coming out to say the Ummah, the 27th night is a Laylatul Qadr. And the two Sahaba were arguing what happened. He went amongst them to separate them. And after he says, Allah have taken away the night from my mind. I've forgotten that. Now you have to look for it. Now you have to look for it for 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night. You have to stay awake and make ibadah. And plus, if you sit in i'tikaf, subhanAllah, amazing reward. Amazing reward. Because you're sitting in the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahumullah, says, jaise koi aadmi kisi ke ghar par mehman hota hai, to mehman ki responsibility hai, mehman usko look after karta hai. We are not in the ordinary persons, mehmans. We are the mehman of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Those who are sitting in i'tikaf, wo Allah ke mehman hai. They are the guests in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On each and every minute, we are getting the reward of the ibadat. Ka'amil al-hasanat. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, ek to aadmi aakar ke ibadat karta hai, tab usko sawab milta hai. Masjid mein jo aitikaf mein baithta hai, agar wo soya hua hai, phir bhi uska sawab chalu hai. Even though he's sleeping, his reward is carried on, until he complete the 10 days. He's sitting, Abu Bakr Warraq rahmatullah alayhi says, masjid mein aane wala mu'takif, he's saying to Allah Ta'ala, I am sitting in your house, I am not going to leave your house until you forgive me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if you sit one day, nafal i'tikaf, one day, day and night, nafal i'tikaf with fast, how much reward? Allah will keep you away from Jahannam for three trench. Ek trench hai, asman aur zameen ke darmiyan kitna bada khala hai, itni badi hai. Just to sit one night in i'tikaf, Allah will keep that person away from Jahannam, amount of three trench. Allahu Akbar. The person who sit for 10 days can count it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you sit in the i'tikaf, you will get the reward of 2 Hajj and 2 Umrah. Plus ibadat, plus roza. If you're sitting in the i'tikaf and you know that my mother is sick, or my father is sick, or so and so my relative is sick, if I could not sit in i'tikaf, I could go and visit him. But I can't go because I'm sitting in i'tikaf. Main to i'tikaf mein baitha hua hoon. Main bahir nahi ja sakta hoon. Allah farmate hain, 70,000 angels make dua for that person who go and visit the sick person. You will get free in the masjid. Just to make intention. Masjid mein baitha hai. Sawab le raha hai. Also, hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, if you sit in the masjid, if you sit in the house of Allah, house of Allah is house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The Nabi Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah Sahasam, which place is best in this dunya? Nabi Sahasam says, I don't know. I will tell you when Jibril Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell me. Subhanallah. And the Jibril Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and told him, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah says, Ahabbul bilad ila Allahi masajiduha wa abghazul bilad ila Allahi aswaquha. The best place in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is the house of Allah, the masjid. And the bad place is the market. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that. On each and every time you're just sitting in a masjid, hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, the angel saying, Allahumma kfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allah forgive him. Allah have mercy on him. Allah forgive him. Allah have mercy on him. He gets the dua of the angels. So those who are sitting in i'tikaf, subhanallah, it's a great reward. Great reward. Amazing reward. By if you sit for 10 years, 20 years, 15 years in the house of Allah, sunnat al-kifaya, sit in the house of Allah, just to look Shab-e-Qadr also to get close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Also Allah forgive us. Also Allah get the taqwa, the God fearing and taqwa. Hame ye sari cheeze, 10 din mein, 10 din, only 10 days. Sit in i'tikab, you will get it. Inshallah, there are so many ahadith, numerous ahadith Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about the virtue of the i'tikab, about the virtues of the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, about the reward for the person who sit in i'tikab. Kitni hai, sabse bari baat hai. If you sit in i'tikab for 10 years of your life, each year if you got, definitely you will get it one of the night. Even you're sleeping, at night you're sleeping, still you get the same reward. Because you're sleeping in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Soya hua hai, phir bhi usko shab-e qadr ka sawab hai. Wo baitha hai, zikr kar raha hai, double sawab hai. Quran par raha hai, double sawab hai. Ibadat kar raha hai, double sawab hai. Wo chup-chap baitha hai, phir bhi sawab hai. He's sitting in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Sitting in the house of Allah Ta'ala. There are so many masails. Those who are sitting in i'tikaf, inshallah, I will explain them. Very, very important. There are some masails. How to sit, what to do, when the i'tikaf break, and what certain masails. Very, very important, inshallah. I will explain. Alhamdulillah, there are many, many people. They have taken the form, filled the form to sit in i'tikaf. You have to take the form from Hafizab. Hafiz sahab se form le aur usme fill kar le jo kuch fill karna hai. Doctor kaun hai, kabhi achanak bimar ho jaye wagera wagera, bahut sari cheeze hain, aapka address wagera ho, so have to fill the form to be easy for him also to prepare the place upstairs inshallah for the i'tikaf people. Aur bahut importance hai, bahut importance hai. Those who sitting in i'tikaf, very, very important. This is the house of Allah Ta'ala. It's not like your own house. It's not like a market ke any time you open your phone and started playing game and YouTube and this photo and this and that and that. This is the house of Allah Ta'ala. If you sit in the house of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, if a person talking in the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the angel says, Ya Sadiq Allah, Uskut, oh friend of Allah, be quiet. Why are you talking in the house of Allah? Then still talking, the angel says, Ya Sadiq Allah, Uskut, oh friend of Allah, be quiet. Then still talking, the third time angel saying, Ya Sadiq Allah, be quiet. He's not stopping, non-stop. He's talking and talking and talking. He have no respect of the house of Allah. Then angel says, Ya Adu Allah, oh enemy of Allah, be quiet. You're sitting in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Very, very important masails, inshallah. And it's so much reward. And the greatest reward, my Nabi Rasulullah, our Nabi Rasulullah s.a.w. was sitting in i'tikaf for 10 years until he passed away every year to gain that sawab of the Shabi Qadr, bhai. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to practice, inshallah. And those not sitting, those, mashallah, if you sit, is so much reward. Just for 10 days, you have to give sacrifice. 10 days, sacrifice, sit in the house of Allah. So much reward, amazing reward. There are so much reward. But if you don't sit, if you don't want to sit, and if you're busy, you're working something, so please, there are the last 10 nights. Do not be neglectful. Come in the house of Allah. Stay after Tarawih until the Sayyidi time starts and do ibadat. Do ibadat and then go house, inshallah, you will get the reward also. Laylatul Qadr reward, amount of 80 years worshipping. 80 years ibadat. Bhai, our life is not 80 years. If you sit in i'tikaf for 10 years, you can count 80 times 10 how much reward you're taking from this dunya. Because the Sahaba says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, these are the four messengers. These are the four messengers. Subhanallah, the hadith of Muwatta Imam Malik. They are the four messengers. They worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for 80 years. They never disobey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Non-stop ibadat. The Sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are not going to get the 80 years also. Who knows that we're going to live in this dunya for 80 years. Then Prophet ﷺ says, Allah will make it easy for us. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down. He brought the surah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrum min alf shahr. Tanazzalul malaika. The ayat revealed, the surah revealed. If you sit, one, if you get one laylatul qadr, amount of 80 years worship.
Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, inshallah. The few days left now, the third Ashura is going to start now, inshallah. Within 2 days, please make qadr of these days. We don't know we will get the next Ramzan or not. So many people were sitting here, they are sleeping today. Our Qadir Lala, deko, our Ibrahim Patel, deko. So many were sitting in front of me. They are sleeping in the grave, in the grave, in the grave, they are sleeping, subhanallah. Today, we got chance. We can do something. We can turn towards Allah, that tomorrow, we'll get the same reward in our cover, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala, hum sab ko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.